Hello there, and welcome to yet another Verzian Chronicles episode. My name is Kylie Kane, and this is Minecraft. Kind of. It's PokeCube Adventures. Today, we're going to see if we can survive another couple days. That seems to be the plan that we've got going on. I'm realizing I should have loaded the world earlier because it's taking its dear sweet time to do so. But anyways, so when we last played, what we did was we kind of went upriver to kind of figure out what exactly was there in that location. Didn't find a whole lot, but it was interesting. Apparently, my health or my difficulty got reset for some reason, and I do not know why. Either way, we have a Weedle on our team and an Eevee, and I think that was all we caught. That was all we caught. This episode does have a visual component. I want to briefly point out that last time I goofed. And forgot to actually record the visual part of the fact that this is a visual audio podcast. This is actually the only of my podcasts that has a visual component. The only show that does. And I felt a bit like a dum-dum, not recording. So that's fun. So aside from that bit of hilarity, we lost our boat when we were last out on the open seas. So today, we need to build a new one, but to do so, it looks like we're going to need more wood. So first things first, let's use our powers of hop. And what we're going to do is, we've got these really tall trees in front of us, really tall, like I think they're dark oak, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, dark oak trees. And we're going to use the hook mod we have installed. Land right here. We're basically going to use that to climb the trees, kind of like a Spider-Man-y sort of person. And what we're going to do is we're basically going to attack the trees from the top. And that way, I've got these boots of hop on that are hop that make me jump really, really high. So, but what we're going to do effectively is we're going to clear out this tree here. We're going to use this wood from this tree to build ourselves a boat. And it's already 8:30. I forgot that I didn't turn the time scale down in the game. So time still moves fairly quickly. It's almost it would be disappointing if I actually care too much about it. One thing else that you may notice if you're watching this the video is there are these logs at the very bottom of every tree that have a dark texture on the bottom of them. If you're playing my mod pack, you'll definitely notice that. That is on purpose. What that means is that is a stump, and you have to have what's called a stump remover to get rid of it. So look for that item in your JEI browser, and that's going to be useful for you. So we have some wood, and what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take a couple pieces of it, not a lot. I'm going to put our hatchet and our dark oak wood in the crafting bench, and we're going to cut it up into logs. So now we have 15 logs. So now we're going to take our crafting pad, which we have a copy of, and we're just going to make a boat. If I'm not mistaken, I actually need a shovel first. And I think this is the only thing reason I left the wooden shovel in the game. Because there, actually, did I not leave that in the game for a reason? I don't. Okay, we'll just let it burn. Thought I left that in the game for that purpose, but maybe not. That's fine. Okay, so does this work? So what I'm doing is I'm putting a spade in there. What? Does it have to be a full spade? It may need to be a full spade. Let me make a full spade then. Some gravels to make some flint. By the way. And then I think it's that and that to make a spade. Then it's spade in the middle. There we go. It has to be a full health spade. That was my problem. Okay, so full health spade. Or shovel. Surrounded by four things makes things. And for some reason, I need to remove I need to get rid of the, what's it called? You know, it is faster to walk. So what we're going to do is we're going to walk most of the way. I think that's what we're going to do. Let me just break this boat real quick. I think we're going to walk most of the way. And that'll get us there faster. Walking is faster than boating. Every single time. Ooh, I found a cave. Walking is faster than boating strictly because of some changes I made to the game that effectively makes boating it's slow. Boating is slow. You don't want to boat unless you absolutely have to. So what we've done now is we've stepped into a small cave. I saw some coal and it looks like some copper from immersive engineering. We're not going to really touch copper as of yet. Really more looking for like iron or things like that. I think this is some copper from Kinder Embers Rekindled. Copper and stuff like that's useful, but I just got attacked. Okay. Evie, come out. We're going to have you do covet for a little bit while I also attack the golem. Oh, my Eevee did do a die. That was bad. That means we are going to have to go to the Pokemon Center. Sorry, Eevee. Coming out, Weedle. Weedle's got Poison Sting. It's not that great. That's fine. You can help protect me in this meantime. I need to raise my boy Weedle up. My boy, girl, are you... What are you... Are you human? What are you? It is a... Pokemon stats, it is a female. And it has really nice vitality IVs. Everything else is like middling to crap. And the Pokemon is, of course, unhappy. Come back. He's unhappy because I don't have any food. What I need to do is find some orange berries. Do I have an orange berry? I don't think I do. I need to find some orange berries to craft a to make a orange berry farm. Because orange berries make orange berry trees. So one orange berry makes an orange berry trees that plant. You can plant more orange berries, and you can make a farm of orange berries. From one orange berry, you can make a farm of orange berries. It just takes time. And I highly, highly recommend you have those. Those are really good. Those are Pokemon food, effectively. And you just give them stacks of orange berries for their food. There also is some stuff that's really nice. I also like to give them let them hold orange berries because, of course, it heals them as well. Now, there are some Pokemon that do not like the taste of orange berries. So you have to just be aware and just pay attention to your Pokemon. What your Pokemon likes and dislikes and stuff like that. And that is one of the cool things about this mod pack is it does kind of keep track of some of that stuff. We are in one of Yang's caves and it is really dark. That's one thing that's also in this mod pack is what I call true darkness. I see a zombie down there, down bottom. And it looks like a Geodude is down there as well. Weedle, can you fight the Geodude? I don't know if you can. We just threw a Pokeball at the Geodude and we captured it. Geodude's ours. Cool beans. Okay, let's do a hook over here. Okay. Did you gain that experience or do you? I don't remember if you gain experience if you don't get the last hit. Is that iron? That's copper. Okay, there's a lot of copper ore, and I don't remember what it's used for. You know what? Here's what we'll do. We'll go back, because there's a ton of copper ore in here, and I don't remember if I actually made copper ore useful for the early game or not. I know it's useful for, like, immersive engineering stuff, but Lord knows I have no idea if it's actually useful elsewise. Cherry bombs, hi. This is just a day of me meandering around and trying to figure out what the hell is going on, which is par for the course. What we're also going to do is I know we have some silkworm eggs, and I think we can apply them. I'm so confused. What? I thought you put silkworm eggs on a tree and they and they turned it. It's just. Okay, here we go. What the hell just happened there? Did they fight each other? I'm just going to leave you there. Okay, you're up there. I don't know what you do right offhand. I'm leaving you up there. Hopefully you'll do fine. Yes, I just left a silkworm on a tree. I don't know what it does. I have no idea what the silkworms do. But what I wanted to look up while I was in a safe location is what copper can do. Copper versus, let's see here. Copper pickaxe is a 1.2 pickaxe. It's the same thing as a stone pickaxe, but with a slight bit more durability. But I think copper can be turned into, let me look here. Copper ingot can be turned into what? What can it be turned into? Let's see. We've got a bunch of crafting recipes for copper ingots. Let's just look up copper ore. Did I ordict this stuff? I don't think I did, and that's the problem. Is Constanian nuggets are cool. I don't know what they're for. Looks like they're for Constanian plates. Is there bronze stuff? Can you make bronze from copper? You can make copper using Mystical World's version of copper. You can make copper leggings or a copper knife. But the copper pickaxe, I don't remember which one I ended up making the main one. I think that's, yeah, it says they're all available, but I'm not sure which one's actually available, which is definitely a thing. So let's see what we can get from copper specifically. Let's follow this trail. Copper nuggets is what we get from smelting, right? Then they turn into copper ingots for embers or otherwise, right? So they're either embers or immersive engineering. And what they can turn into is, of course, swords. It looks like blueprints, breaker switches, shovels, basic materials like that. Looks like we've got shulker box upgrades, which is definitely cool. Looks like chest upgrades, which is also cool. Of course, shulker box stuff. We're in shulker box territory right now. We're looking through the rest of the list here. We can make embers emitters. A stamper from embers, which requires a block of iron and some camnite. Camnite, I don't know what camnite is. I don't know very much about this at all. I don't know very much about embers. Mixers, activators, atmospheric gauges. This is all embers stuff. Grand hammer from embers. We're in the embers stuff here. This is just me looking through an inventory list, and the copper gear, which can be used in a gearbox, which is mystical gears. And if I'm not mistaken, there's probably a book that I will have in my inventory, or I might have it here. Encyclopedia Mysticalum. I don't know if that's the book I need. But there's a whole bunch of creatures. This is all for mystic forest, I think. Oh, aubergines. Oh, those are cool. I wish I can get those. I'm looking here at some ores. Copper tools. Ah, here we go. Copper tools have the same mining level as iron for Mystic World. Okay, so that's early iron. Nice. Okay, yeah, we might grab that copper for the early iron. Now, there was a... Let's look, creatures here. Creatures, we're looking specifically for the silkworm. And it says, silkworms will gradually grow over time and produce cocoons. They do not spawn in any specific biome, nor can they be bred, but you can hatch them from eggs. See over for egg drops locations. You can manually feed them leaves by right-clicking them to speed up the process. Leaves fed to a silkworm increase the number of silk cocoons dropped, speeding up the process. They do not spawn after it. Eggs can be found breaking leaves, and the book kind of cuts off, same way you would get saplings. Okay, so they eat leaves. You know what? Do we have... So what I want to do then is there's a crab creature that drops shears or shear-like stuff that we can use to kind of breed silkworms for silk cocoons. So that might actually be pretty cool. Okay, so it's nighttime of the first day. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put these cherry bombs up. That's done. What I am going to do is we're going to... Do we have enough stone to make another pick or another axe? I'm pretty sure I'm going to end up using the rest of this axe in this run right here. Dark oak wood, planks. That's planks, not wood. Dark oak wood, planks. And that ended up using all but that. So let's make another axe, I think. Oh, no. I done did a mistake. I forgot that you had to have... what is anarchic brick? A brick that is used for making an archaic circuits and archaic amulets. I don't know what those do yet, but it's definitely pretty cool stuff. Circuits, field chart, I don't know what that is. And it's a really cool brick. Ancient codex. Ooh, I can make one of those, I think. Okay, let's do that. Let's make an ancient codex. I need more. Okay, so I am all over the place today. So what I need right now is I need another chest. Like, I need like two of them. We'll make two of them. Two chests. Boop, boop. Made two chests. Okay, so boop. Made a second chest there, and I'll put one over here. So we expanded this chest up. Okay, so that gives me the ability to kind of put up some of the stuff I got. We got fir saplings, some cooked food. We're probably going to need to eat soon. Some silkworm stuff, some strang. Some mustard seeds, which I want to plant sooner than later. And we need to... What I need to do as well is make a straight-up crafting table. That sounds weird to make one just to make one. But I kind of want one I can just click on whenever I'm active in the shop. And then I have the crafting pad on me if I absolutely need it. So I grab the ancient codex. And the Ancient Codex is like this weird book that's in front of me. If you're paying attention to this, to the video, you can see it. But it's this weird book with like things that come off of it. And it's the Ancient Energy. All right, so we've got three things I can click on. Ores, Caminite, and Ancient Constructs. Ancient Constructs says, rarely in the world, strange constructs resembling humanoids have been found. These enigmatic golems will emit pure rays of pure heat, produce unnatural strength, yet unrequire no fuel or... How such an automaton may be, you could come, is no, okay, so that's cool. Deep in the copper leads, okay, cool. And Caminite is clay and sand. Okay, and we need various stuff to open up the rest of this activator. Cool. So one of the things, I don't want to use the pomic berry. The pomic berry is crap. I need to heal my Pokemon. One of the things I really wanted to do before I kind of put this aside. What the fudge? What was that? Oh, God! What is it? What is that? It's terrifying. It's this creature that's standing outside my window, and it's like... I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It's like this creature with a goat's head, and... I don't remember putting that mod in my mod pack. What even is that? Okay, so that's terrifying. It's walking away. It's walking away. It's walking away. So while it's... Do we have a Pokemon that can fight it? I don't know if Eevee can fight it. It's probably too strong for us. I was hoping... What is Geodude's moves? Geodude has Tackle, Mud Sport, and Defense Curl. Okay, cool, 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 cool. My running boots are almost dead. What is you? What are you? Are you harmful? Are you evil? He doesn't seem to be attacking me. He just seems to be just wandering around. He actually may be harmless. Ish enough. He's kind of adorable. Actually, he's like these red eyes. I wonder if he disappears in the sun. Don't come any closer, sir. I'm just observing him. He hasn't noticed me. What is he doing? What is he fighting? What were you fighting? Oh, you're coming after me now. It's called an ithic. It's called a... Hold on. It's called an ithaqua. Ithaqua. And it's from Fish's Rising Undead. Hey, buddy. He's not attacking me, actually. So, oh, no, he is attacking me. So I am fighting him back, and I beat him. I got Faster Than Wind, the achievement, and I got an Undying Heart with Lifesteal 3. And we gained, what else did we picked something else up. I don't know what. Oh, here we go. Scythe Claws. So let's look and see what they're for. Scythe Claws can be used to make Azrael's Scythe, which, oh, it needs one more claw to make that, actually. Wow. There is a Famine Blade, a weapon that does 2.8 damage and 4 hearts of damage, but gives you hunger and restores 1 hunger point when hitting a non-undead entity. And Azrael... Ooh, I just had something run by me. What are you? Come back, Pit. Oh, it's Rattatas! Actually, Rattatas, come here. I actually kind of want to fight you. Oh, well, fudge. I was hoping... Geodude, get him. Get him. Good job, Geodude. All right, Geodude. There was another one around here. Come here, buddy. There he is. Fight him. Sadly, I don't... We're having him do tackle right now. Because they can drop Oran Berries, which is why I was like, oh, yeah! I want to find another one of those, because I was looking at the scythe. That scythe is really cool. Molten Meat. I don't know what that is either. Golden Heart, which requires blocks of gold, an Undying Heart, and repairs... Okay, that's cool. That's cool. I wonder if that's a bauble. Anyway, so Azrael Scythe, I'm trying to read here. Azrael Scythe does all attacks sweep target, and their damage bypasses any armor. Ooh, that's cool too. And we got one of these. Is it a bauble I can equip? Can I equip it? I can definitely hold it. It's got Lifesteal 3 on it. What can I use it for? That's it. That's just it. That's just putting it in Azrael's Scythe, turning it into a Molten Heart, which has its own use for Molten Chestplate, or turning it into a Golden Heart, which is a bauble, which allows you to get regeneration and repairs plus 1 per second all equipment when equipped as a bauble. And I kind of think that's going to be awesome. That's something we need to go for. Having eternal... Come back, Judith. Let's go put... Sadly, Weedle... I love Beedrill, but he's going to be so difficult to raise. Like, he's going to be so difficult to... Actually, you know what? I have a better idea. Let's... Come here, Weedle. Weedle, I have an idea. I remember seeing some Magikarp off the shore here. Go get him. All right, cool. Neat. All right, good job. Also, this gives us fish, so nice. So what we're doing is we're basically going out and I'm having my Weedle attack Magikarp. Good job, Weedle. And I think that's going to be the best way to go. Is that poop? Is that wolf poop? What is this? I don't know what this is. Hold on. Magikarp is chasing me. I can't see him, but I know he's chasing me. Goldeen has appeared. Magikarp has appeared. They're all water Pokemon. I'm not too worried about it. I might want one, though. So, Eevee is now level 3. Did Eevee gain any moves? No. Sorry. Water Sport, Tail Whip. They are actually attacking. Goldeen, Eevee, attack. Good job. Eevee, get up. Get up, Eevee. Get up. Yeah, Eevee! Go, Eevee! Yeah, all right, come back in. Very cool. Very dope. All right, we got some food, though. That was good. That was good. Good, 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 good. That's what we want right there. We actually, Eevee was fighting a Pidgey, which is very, not Pidgeys, but a bunch of fish. So that's very nice. And what we can do is we picked up coal. So what we're going to do is I think it's going to take 2 coal to cook all this fish. I need more fish. More fish! More fish. I didn't even see the fish last time. But fish is good fish. All fish is good fish. Put that in there and have ourselves a cooked fish snack. Fishy, fishy, fishy. Nice! And we gained 2 hearts! Don't ask. I don't know what sound that was. We need to put the lifesteal heart and the scythe claws up. I don't want those bushes. Yeah, we found dung, which is a better than wolves thing. Did I already get the better than wolves manual? No, I didn't. I need that. Better with mods. Sorry. Better with mods manual. So how do you get that is you craft some piles of dust, punch some dust for a little bit, and use it to get, I'm going to throw this pile of dust away. There we go. And it gives you the mechanist's journal, which gives you all of the features from the better with mods. That is definitely installed into this mod pack. So there you go. I might end up referencing that every now and again because it's actually useful. Who knew? Let's finish our feast here. Now, one thing we are going to get later, less sooner than later, is... I'm actually going to do this real quick here. Hold on. I just really... Okay. Okay, I am just drowning. What the heck's going on? Okay, hold on. What I want to do is... I have a shovel on me. I do. Okay. One thing we can't do is what's called nerd polling. So you can't... I think I disabled it. Yeah, I disabled it. You can't actually nerd poll. So there's no nerd polling. Nerd polling is the concept for those who are new to Minecrafting. Nerd polling is this concept where you will leap in the air. Ooh, it's a Krikatot. It's a Volbeat. Oh, it's a Volbeat. Okay. Geodude, get out there and hit it. Actually, do Mud Sport, please. Mud Sport, go. What are you doing? Mud Sport. All right, cool. Now do Tackle. It has Flash. Ooh, it has Flash. Okay. Damn it! Oh, no! No! Son of a biscuit. And it dropped some palm egg berries. I don't like palm egg berries. All right. Geodude, come out. Come here. Okay. You have some orange berries on you, son of a dog! Why did you have orange berries on you? Why didn't you tell me, dude? Come here. I really like orange berries. Okay, cool. So we actually have some orange berries. Those are super useful. Let's go and start making an orange berry farm. What does this need? Just grows into a tree. Oh, it says it does need farmland to grow. So what we'll do is I am going to start clearing some land near the Pokemon Center, and we're going to make a little bit of farmland specifically for these orange berries because I'm not even kidding. Orange berries are the bee's knees when it comes to usage with your Pokemanes. All right, so let's heal everybody. Boop, boop. And we're going to get back to the Magikarp fighting soon. But for now, we need a hoe. Actually, I still need to do the one thing I said I was going to do, which is make an axe. I said it. What's funny, as I said I was going to do that a while back, and I never did. So what I need to do is make a stick. So we're going to go punch some tree wood really fast. Hell yeah. Thank you for your cocoon, dude. What does this do? Cocoon can be turned into silk thread with a spindle. Okay, and what does silk thread turn into? Silk thread can turn into leads, a fishing pole. Looks like silk thread can be done for nearly everything that string can... Oh, it turns into string. Dope. Dope, cool. I dig it. Including a water trap for harvest craft. I might actually look into that. And some veggie bait for that. Okay. What were we doing? Oh, we were climbing to the top of a tree to make some sort of statement about sticks. I just needed one. I honest to goodness just needed a stick. Thank you. Now, we put this in here, and then we'll just do this here. and we'll have a bunch of sticks. And now I need to get back down. Okay. So, because of where we're looking... Ooh, I got an aubergine seed, too. That's very nice. I actually might start planting those, too. Let's just drop here and hope we don't hit any rocks on the way down. We did not. We did good. We jumped off a platform there. And that was a very good jump. Very, very good jump. Now, what were we going to do? We were going to make a stone hoe. Boop, boop. Stone hoe. And let's go make some farmland. Now, things we need to do is... what I want to do, what I think I'll do here is we'll make the tree farmland. It's important they are separate. The tree farmland will be behind the house, if that makes sense, behind the farm, or behind the thingamadoober. And what I'll do for Terra Spores, what are you for? Terra Spores, this is roots. This makes dust for, with the mortar and pestle, makes dust for specific spells, which is a very cool thing you can do. And then what I'll do is I'll go back here. Hi, Cutiefly. Oh, are you actually trying to attack me, Cutiefly? You are. Shit. All right, Weedle, get him. Get him. Get him. Weedle, get him. Get it. Get it, Weedle. Oh. Weedle, you're awful at this. Weedle. Weedle. Weedle, no. GG. GG. We're going to do a couple things here. I am aware it is darker than sin right now, and I hate it. I hate it so much. So we're going to make some torches here. I just don't like how dark it is. I don't like it. It's too dark for me. Too dark for my liking. Ooh, more glow dust. That's one thing Cutie Flash drop is glowstone dust. Is that a frog? I heard a frog. Sometimes we hear frogs, apparently. All right, so let's drop some aubergine seeds right here and just get those started. That's already beginning to grow, which is fabulous. I love it. And I kind of, what I was wanting to do with the dirt I just picked up is kind of just build out a little bit over here. Okay. Something like right here, I guess. And put this last oranberry. Again, oranberries beget oranberries, and they beget oranberries, and it's kind of amazing. They just continue to do so. Frog bit. What is this? What is frog bit used for? Nothing. It's just a really pretty decoration. Cool. Alright, we still don't have a bed, which is super distressing, but that's fine. We haven't seen a weird moon or a full moon or anything like that as of yet, so I'm not too worried about that. I did say that I was going to try to head to the mainland today. We haven't gotten there yet. We haven't even started with that that process just yet, so we'll get there, I promise. It's just going to take a minute. As we figure out exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, because I really would like to go to the mainland to get some stuff done. Let's do some organization. All right, so Weedle, get healed. Weedle grows pretty quickly, too, and I just heard something. Light this up a little bit. Am I the only one who heard something? I was hoping it would be another one of those creatures. Right now, I'm just lighting up the forest a little bit, just a hair, just to kind of get a good idea of what we're dealing with here. All right, something is walking. I'm thinking it's down. Below me. It is. I see a creeper. I'm ignoring it. Hey, Bidoof. Two Bidoofs. Can my Weedle beat a Bidoof? Can Weedle beat a Bidoof? I don't think so. Someone sent Eevee out to beat the Bidoofs. Which granted me bones. Ooh. And more rabbit hide. That's cool, too. Oh, shoot. Skeleton Knight, come out. Now, cool thing is, nope, I can't. There we go. Got it. Cool thing about Pokécube is the fact that my Mons will also protect me. Good boy. As long as I have them out, they will also protect me from hazards like, well, that skeleton that attacked me. And it's really, really, really cool. So I can, like, my Geodude come out and tackled that skeleton and instantly deleted it. Insta-delete. Which is really nice. So, the first, like, week of gameplay, you're going to probably be doing a whole lot. Ooh, a Venonat. Venonat. That's probably going to have psychic of some sort. I don't know. We'll find out. All right. We're going to pull back because I want Weedle to have the finishing blow. Get it, Weedle. Good job, Weedle. Good job, buddy. Hey, he leveled to 4. Nice. That's exactly what I wanted. And we got another Hearts Crystal Shard. Nice. Weedle, get back here. Thank you. That is exactly what I wanted to see. I wanted to see Weedle growing stronger in power. And can I make a bow with bones? What? Oh, a composite bow that requires slime or glue, some string. That's cool. Inferno Chantler requires Soulforged Steel. Now, one thing I guess I should have pointed it out earlier is that the way... I don't even know how to start explaining that. The way the mod works, the way this mod pack is set up... Ooh, I can make a cauldron with that too, actually. A cauldron's going to be good for cooking pot. The way this mod pack works is that we are going to be heavily focused on more or less conquering our surroundings here in the overworld first. Ooh, that terrified me. It scared the living crap out of me. Anyways, so we're worried with kind of conquering and terraforming and making the world around us a better, like a better place to live first. Then once that's done, this is growing plants, you know, having a farm, you know, basically surviving on the surface. Then once we have, you know, some stronger materials, we will then go into the Nether. And it does require some stronger materials to do so. It also requires, like, so let me look it up in my thing here. It's called the keys, right? They're called the keys, and they are, let me find them here. Keys, let's say, key. The Nether key requires a diamond ingot. Ooh, hello, hold on. We don't go. Good job, Weedle. Anyways, so, ooh, I got a shield in that. Nice. I could probably smelt it down later, but shoot, having a shield's nice just overall. Diamond ingots are, well, I'll just tell you how they're created here. The Nether key, which unlocks the Nether, requires 2 badges of any kind and a diamond ingot. And to get the diamond ingot, you have to have a creeper fuse, which requires you shearing the Nether bits off of a creeper, a diamond, and an iron ingot. So if that tells you anything, it tells you, should tell you a lot, actually, about the difficulty of just getting to the Nether. It is required that you have at least started to maintain the production of diamond ingots, which means that we are going to need, and what I wanted to do in the first few episodes is kind of establish what the game is and how the game works. But I also wanted to establish that this is a long haul sort of game. It's not something you can just play and speed run in a couple hours. But one of the things that I know I need to focus on, and I'm kind of meandering about or around it a little bit, is the fact that we only have so much time. You can see at the top a date, right? It says 5-0-1-0-1 the first year. And our Orenberry tree just grew. Hell yeah. So 5-0-1-0-1, right? Oh, fuck. Hold on. We've got I don't know what they're called, but it's a husk that spawns silverfish, which can be very problematic if we let it get out of hand. It's called a goon. We've killed the goon. I think. Nope. Dude couldn't do it. Weedle, go. Did we get another heart crystal? No, we did not. What was inside that? That was gross. Goon bile. Gross. All right, get back inside my Pokeball. But anyways, yeah, so from the start of the game, you have 11 hours, 11 in-game hours to get your, basically your shiitake mushrooms in order, because at 11 hours, winter starts. And if you don't have a stable source of food in 11 hours, you don't have a stable source of food, stable growth, or anything like that, you definitely will end up in a lot of trouble where you can't. You're probably going to die over and over again. That's kind of why I want to level weed a little bit more before we go while we're talking. But you're just going to be out. Just want to fire Weedle off at. There we go. Good job. So Weedle is now attacking, which is attacking a poison Magikarp. Very nice. And he's doing very good. He's actually taken out multiples, which is very good. What level does Magikarp, does he evolve? I don't know. But anyways, free fish. free fish. And does whatever a fish she does. Do. I'm off to see the fishies, the wonderful fishies of Oz. Do. If ever a fish there was, a fish there was, a fish she was. So we, sorry, I had to go gather some fish. What? I'm sorry, what? I'm looking around. I'm not seeing whatever that was. Did I miss something? Hold up. I see a sheep. I don't see whatever that was. Okay, I'm actively looking around on my screen trying to figure out what the heck that was. I'm trying to climb higher right now to see if I can get maybe a bird's eye view of whatever the heck that was. And we're using our beautiful Spider-Manning skills to climb, well, literally climb mountains right now. Okay. By the way, killing sheep will not grant you wool. Don't kill sheep unless you're looking for food. It won't grant you wool of any kind. All right, so we're looking around, and I don't see whatever made that cry. I was kind of hoping it was like a legendary Pokemon or something. I just don't see it. Anyway, so we're basically right now, as I'm climbing this tree, using my grappling hook. Come on. There we go. Okay, is there anything around here that would give off a cry like that? I don't see anything. I don't think sheep would give off that cry. So I'm going to do a Spider-Man thing. And that's so much fun, is doing the spider. I actually call it that. I've always called it that, is doing the Spider-Man thing. Oh, I ran out of blade power. Anyways, okay. So now we do the Spider-Man thing down. And we just jump. And there we go. Very good job. So that's how you do the Spider-Man thing, by the way, is just being really good with your timing on your hook shot. which is C by default, by the way, if you're wondering. If you're curious and you're like, I don't know how to do that. I can't do that. I haven't figured that out. I'm playing this mod pack alongside you. Why can't I figure it out? That's how you do it. That's exactly how you do it, right there, my friends. Anyways, so let's heal our pokes. Do. I don't know where the music went. Music just vanished for a bit there. I'm not going to question where the music went because the music just disappeared into the ether. We heard the cries of the devil, I assume. I can only assume it was the cries of the devil because that's all we heard. And fiddlesticks, come back. Let me out. I got to put something there. Hold on. I fell in a hole and I'm going to fill the hole real quick. I'm also just doing a little bit of terraforming. And that's one thing I am going to I used to say very often, I'll do this off camera. This actually might be something I end up doing off camera. Just because of what I wanted to get done. And if it becomes an episode, it becomes an episode, but that might be like a grinding thing where I'm doing a bunch of terraforming off camera, because it's Minecraft and that's what Minecrafters do, is they do stuff off camera, off mic. But we got a bunch of orange berries now. So what I'm going to do is we're going to go to Evie. Hello, my friend. Hello. And we are going to give them to you. Hello. Attack the barrel. Good job. Good attack. Good attack. All right. So remember, orange berries make orange trees. You want to make more as much as possible. Always make your orange trees. If there's anything you learned in this episode, that's what you learned in this episode. You learned orange berries are cool. Jeez. Okay, why? Get it. All right, thank you for killing the pick-a-peck. Come back to the inventory. Used to make repels. Nice. I got another berry, and I was like, what is that berry for? It's used to make repels. There's some woobats out there, too, which are really strong. Surprise, surprise. Maybe not surprise. Either way, I think this is a solid episode. We've been in-game for about 2-ish days. When we come back, we might actually make our way to the village. I think that's a good plan. Make our way to the village. We need to do a couple things. I want to gather enough string to make a bed. And I really would like to make my way over to that village. It's kind of just something I really want to do. But with that said, I hope you've enjoyed this kind of rambly, off-the-cuff episode sort of thing. And I hope those watching on YouTube are happy to actually get visuals now. Because last episode, I done goofed and forgot to actually record visuals. So maybe, hopefully this time, it's all there. Otherwise, I'll catch you next time here on the Verzian Chronicles. Bye. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KylieKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.